program continues.
Welcome back to our big broadcast, Coast to Coast, butter to butter on TuneIn, on the iTunes, Radio Loyalty, iHeartRadio, AMFM247.com. 50-plus AMFM stations across the country and around the world, iHeartRadio as well. Thanks for joining us back here on our big program, and we are going to get to our next segment here in just a few moments. And before we do that, let's tell you about one of our fantastic new marketing partners at Transmedia Worldwide. Do you know who helps new writers become successful? People who love to read. But you know that. Sometimes, though, new authors need a helping hand. There's an emerging author in Tasmania, Australia, trying to put together enough funds for her first novel. She's got the story. She has the will. She's even gone back to school to make sure she has the tools to give you the very best of what she has to give. Her name is Karen Eastland. Her new book is a fantasy romance story about a group of wacky female misfits, and it is called The Alternatives, and Karen is ready to release it just in time for Christmas. If you're thinking about helping a struggling artist this year, why not become part of something great and give The Alternatives the support it needs to become all it can be? Check it out today. Go to facebook.com/author Karen Eastland, or go to our website, JIGGYJAGUAR.com. Click on the Karen Eastland banner and give her some support. Check it out today and tell them you heard about it here. Transmedia Worldwide.
Thought they were
now,
pals.
Let's get into our next segment of the big broadcast here on the Jiggy Jaguar Radio Show.
We are going to go to Alan K. Patcher in just a few moments. He will be calling us imminently, and we will get Dr. Patch on with us. He is, of course, Dr. Alan K. Patch, the big star. The big star, star, stage, and screen, Alan K. Patch. And we will talk to the doctor here in just a few moments here on our world-famous Jiggy Jaguar Radio broadcast. Now, where is it? There it is. Check out akpatchauthor.com. Alan K. Patch's Passage at Delphi and Delphi's Chosen are available. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and akpatchauthor.com. As we go to the telephones, I believe there is our good friend, Dr. Alan K. Patch. Doctor, how are you?
Wonderful, Jiggy. Great to be back with you.
Now, we were just talking about Passage of Delphi and Delphi's Chosen. They are available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and akpatchauthor.com. For more Alan K. Patch and Patches of History stories, check out the website, akpatchauthor.com. And today's topic, UFOs beyond Area 51. And he's with us today, Alan K. Patch. Over the past week, it was finally discovered and disclosed that in 2004, U.S. Navy pilot Commander David Fravor, then the commanding officer of a Navy squadron, reported a flying object about the size of his plane that looked like a Tic Tac. The object moved rapidly and unlikely any other thing he'd ever seen in the air. The Pentagon publicly just acknowledged for the first time the existence of a recent program dedicated to the studying of identified flying objects. The funding for what was known as the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program ran from 2007 to 2012, but officials familiar with it said some of its efforts have continued. Dr. Alan K. Patch, historian, author, and retired Navy captain, is with us today and some perspective on this sometimes secret and sometimes silly patch of history about UFOs. And check out akpatchauthor.com. When was our first so-called military or government claim of UFO sightings, Dr. Patch?
Well, you know, Jiggy, usually, you know, we talk about far more down-to-earth subjects, don't we? You know, but every so often, you know, you kind of, your ears read up and you take note of something that you hear, you know, and when you look at this, you know, 50% of the people, this was a poll a few years ago, 50% of the people think that there's life on other planets. 79% of the people think the U.S. government is hiding the information from us. That goes to show how much we trust our government, right? But, you know, this all kind of started back in the 40s, and there was a gentleman who saw, you know, what he thought was a flying saucer in near Mount Rainier in Washington. And then in 1948, the U.S. Air Force starts to investigate these sightings as part of a project called Project Sign. You know, many of these sightings are thought of the time to be like Russian aircraft or even, you know, maybe astronomical phenomenon. But there were three projects, Jiggy, through the years that went from 1948 all the way up to the 60s. One project, Project Sign, the second Project Grudge, and then Project Blue. And in Project Blue, they identified 12,000 sightings, and there were maybe 6% of them that they deemed unidentified. So you see, what happens is they go in and they investigate, but most of the time they're able to explain it by weather, atmosphere, aircraft, rockets, whatever it is. You know, the eyes play tricks on you. But sometimes there is a percentage of them that cannot be explained to you.
It is Dr. Alan K. Patch with us today. Patches of History, Stories, and also Alan's Apollo Series adventure novels are available at akpatchauthor.com. How far back can we go on UFO sightings?
You know, there's a lot of cultures through time that have expressed, or, you know, with these strange phenomena. You know, like even the Roman era, we have a number of them where, you know, there's like this battle going on, and all of a sudden there's this flame like body in the sky, and it looks like a giant olive oil jar falls between the armies. The problem was is this, you know, meteorites, we look at it, they're black when they come down, but this object was silver. So, you know, you get these reports, you hear them through the course of history. Of course, you know, we're looking at what we consider relatively unsophisticated people in ways of science. So we really, you know, maybe tend not to pay as much attention to them, even though there are numerous examples of this, Jiggy. So, people see things, you know, maybe we think they've started drinking too early in the day or something. We don't know, but these reports have come in over time from different countries.
We've got a great guest with us today. He joins us live here in our broadcast. For more about Alan K. Patch, the Patches of History Stories, and Alan's Apollo Series adventure novels, go to akpatchauthor.com. That's akpatchauthor.com. Has the government shared UFO information?
Not easily. There's a lot of stonewalling there. I mean, you know, think about this. You know, people have their careers on the line, whether you're military or government. And so to take this issue seriously, you have to kind of, you know, put yourself out there, and not a lot of military or government officials are going to be willing to do that. So actually, when you do get someone who is credible, you know, you take notice. And so, yeah, you know, they do stonewall, and when that happens, that creates questions, Jiggy, and it leads to sort of conspiracy theories on what's being hidden and for what reason. But there was a vice admiral back some time ago in the, you know, 40s and 50s who came out in a statement and said that, you know, it's time for the truth to be brought out in open congressional hearings. So some of these panels were formed as a result of that. So when you get kind of credible people that come out and say, you know, we need to look into this, then the government actually does go into it. They don't necessarily give you all the answers as to what they discovered. There was an incident in Japan Airlines. Japan Airlines flight number 1628 was in the 80s, where he was followed by something that he couldn't explain, and he reported it, and guess what? He got grounded afterwards. And this is a guy with thousands of hours of flight experience. So you can expect, Jiggy, that when this does occur, that you know, there is sometimes a bit of ridicule that comes with it for reporting it, and also a career in the line.
We got a great guest with us today, Alan K. Patch with us today. Alan K. Patch, the Patches of History Stories, and Alan's Apollo Series Adventure. They are available at akpatchauthor.com, akpatchauthor.com. Check out akpatchauthor.com. Does the latest reporting lend credibility to the life on other planets?
The search for intelligent life, Jiggy. You know, some people might claim we're still looking for intelligent life on this planet. So, you know, there's that question. But, but when we start to look at this issue of this pilot, the Navy pilot that saw, you know, it wasn't just him either, that saw what he something he could not explain in 2004, and this program going on, it makes us think that, you know, that it makes us pause and reflect on the possibility that some of these events could be true. And I think in the end, though, we're all waiting for further compelling evidence to be sure. You know, you'd have to almost kind of see it yourself, Jiggy, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is Alan K. Patch with us today, akpatchauthor.com. The Patches of History Stories and Alan's Apostle Series Adventures are available at akpatchauthor.com. Well, Alan, I appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for coming on the broadcast. We look forward to talking to you in January after the holiday break and continuing on with more Patches of History.
That's right. Merry Christmas, Jiggy.
Definitely. Have yourself a good one, my friend. There goes Alan K. Patch. And we will take a break, and when we come back, we have got more coming up. It is the world-famous Cheeky Chegwire Radio Broadcast back here to view.